Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tamia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to file unemployment.
Okay. And can I start with your social?
415-23-2798.
Okay. So that was 415-23-2798.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and for verification purposes, can I have your first and last name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Leonard Gooden, 21775, McGill.
Okay.
Shirley McGill.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And English is your preferred language, correct?
10-4.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Sixth, honestly.
Okay. And hold on for 1 second.
Sounds unbelievable, don't it?
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the driver's license state and the driver's license number?
State of Alabama. Let me get to let's see here. Driver's license number is 6483813.
Okay, so that was 6483813. Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or the Alabama Vintage Prepaid Benefits Card, which will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Direct deposit, which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And you want this deposited into a checking or savings account?
I have a Chime card. Would that work?
No, we do not accept Chime cards. I'm sorry.
No? Okay. I do not have a checking account or a savings account.
Okay. So you want to take the benefits card?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
4434
Bullock's Ferry
Road, Alpine, Alabama.
4434. What was the street again? I'm sorry.
Bullock's Ferry Road.
Can you spell it for me?
Bull, BULLOCKS, Bullock's Ferry, with FRIY, I think.
FR. IY Road. Okay, if that's not it, it'll suggest me another one. You said Fry Road?
Bullock Ferry.
Oh, Ferry. It might be FR. Let me see. F Ferry. Yeah, I think that might be it. Bullock Ferry Road. And what was the city again?
It's Alpine. Talladega. Alpine, Alabama. There he is,
F-E-R-R-Y. F-E-I-R-Y.
The DMV spelled it F-E-R-R-Y, but I think it is F-E-I-Y.
Okay, if that's not it, it'll probably pop up the correct address for it because it won't go through if it's wrong. But 9 times out of 10, it'll suggest it to me. It'll suggest your address to me if it's incorrect. Okay, and is your resident address different from your mailing address?
That is my mailing address.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
Not the last. Yeah, it has. Yes, it was. My old address.
Okay.
But I can't remember the old address now.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I haven't lived there in like 7 years, but I finally had done the address change.
Oh, okay.
Walk is what it was.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you? Is it the number you're calling from now?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, and that number is 205-732-6691.
That's right.
Okay, and then your address is 4434 Bullock Ferry Road, Alpine, Alabama, 35014.
That's correct.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'7"? Okay, it's not on here. So I put my highest and I reported on these values. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Woodstock, Prattville, Tuscaloosa, Corman, or none of the above?
Woodstock.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1993 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, 1995 Saab 900, 2000 Plymouth Voyager, a 2002 Volvo S60. Is it the 2000 Plymouth Voyager?
It's the Cutlass.
The Cutlass?
I had a Chevy Vinyl. I had a Voyager. I had a Venture.
Okay.
I had the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Okay.
That's been a long time ago. But it was 2011 when I filed last, too. So.
Yeah, because I did see that was the last time you did file. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Not for the federal government, no.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification you have TRA certification?
Excuse me?
Did you receive notification you have TRA certification?
What is that?
What is it called? Trade. It's like an allowance, but like it's something that they send you to let you know that you have the certification. So did you receive anything about a certification?
I don't think so. I got safety certifications and stuff like that.
Okay, so I'm gonna just put no. And when was the last day you worked?
He fired me on the 29th.
Of January?
January. The 28th would be the last day I worked.
Okay. Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I am ready to work.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
I don't want to do anything second or third shift because we got a brand new baby in the house.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
That's my stepdaughters, but thank you anyway, yes. That little girl likes to stay up late.
Yes, we just had an addition added to our family this morning, so she was born on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome to me anyway.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? And are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And what's the how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't have any limit. There's no problem with travel.
Okay.
I'll do whatever we need to do. I do. That's what I normally do. I'm a millwright. I travel everywhere anyway.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I won't do no less than 20. That's low already right there for me.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
I've never worked in a union hall, no.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
He told me he didn't need me ever again.
Okay. And what's your job title and your job description?
I'm a millwright maintenance technician.
Okay. Hold on. I'm looking.
He took his money out of my check. He wasn't supposed to, and I cussed him out. He didn't want to mess with me.
And you say you was what kind of technician?
Maintenance.
Okay, and what kind of maintenance did you do?
Industrial. Yes.
Okay.
Like big plants and such.
Okay. I found one. And are you looking for your current occupation? Are you looking for work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what's the name of the employer you're separated from?
BC Industries.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for BC Industries?
Let me see if I can come up with something for you right here. I got to get a phone. How about, Bo is my sister's vendor. Does that work?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Bo Hassel was my superintendent.
Yes, just any kind of number we can reach anyone.
256-267-5083.
Okay, so that was 267-5083.
That's right.
And when was your start date?
Let me get it right. It ain't been that long. Right around Halloween, right before Halloween. So, like, I think it was the 2 days before Halloween.
So, the 29th or 21.
Very possible. Yeah, 28th, 29th, something like that.
Okay. And you did say the last day you worked was January 28th?
That's right.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
I worked in Birmingham and in Decatur, Alabama.
Okay, I'll put Birmingham.
Yep. I worked in Birmingham on the weekends and in Decatur during the week.
Okay. Do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer? And you said the reason you're no longer working is because you got laid off?
No, he straight up fired me.
Okay, and did he give you a reason?
No. He just said that, he said I stole tools off the truck and he garnished my check, didn't tell me nothing about it. I come in and got my check from out of town and my check was short. And I give him some choice words. The following, he asked me to come out to the office following Saturday and he said, I don't need you no more.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
I didn't take his tools. He had no right to take my money.
Yeah, I understand. I would have gave him peace of my mind, too. Okay, can I have the name of the person who discharged you?
Bryant Morris.
Bryant Morris.
Morris.
Okay, and this was this on January 28th?
The 29th.
The 29th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday.
And you said the incident was because they said what now?
The tools were missing off the truck, and he garnished my check. I didn't say anything to me about it. Just I come in, my check said my check was short. And I let him have it. He had a gun in his lap. I might have went a little further.
Well, they could have at least told you, because I'm pretty sure I would have been upstate, too.
That's what I said. You could have called me, told me you was going to take money out of my check. I mean, I didn't. The truck had been on the yard for 2 weeks before I ever got it back, so I don't know who got that tools.
Okay, and what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
He asked me to come in and have a meeting with him, and I came in and talked with him, and the talk didn't last 5 minutes. He said, I don't need you. He didn't give me a chance. I came in and tried to have a conversation with him. Tell him I didn't take his tools. But it didn't happen. It didn't work. He wasn't having it. I guess he didn't like how I talked to him.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I'm sorry?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit withheld for federal income tax?
Yes. Yeah, I won't deal with no taxes.
I know the feeling. Okay, I'm about to give you a pen that you can use to check your portal when you go online. Just let me know when you're ready for your pen.
Go ahead.
Okay, that pen number is 9875. Okay, and an easy way to remember your pen. Remember, your pen is always the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year.
I see that.
Okay. Cool. The following instructions and telephone numbers are important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file over the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be mailed on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, Mr. Gooden, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
I don't think so. You say it'd be a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. And the number you call each week for your certification is 800-752-7389. And if you don't want to call, you can also do it online. And the web address for that is www.labor.alabama.gov.
I got it. Yeah, I'm just registering now. I just got this paperwork and all that, and I need to fill out first.
Okay. And is there anything else I can help you with today?
Not unless you can get that money on the way.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Composition Call Center. You have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.